Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
B104.3, yeah. It's time for some action. It's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kane.
How you doing?
You don't sound like you've had enough coffee yet this morning,
no,
Mr. Kane.
No, I have not.
No, I'm no. Sorry.
I'm working on it, though.
I see
working
that.
Working on it.
And I got mine right here.
And just keep powering through.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those kind of days. Mm-hmm. I got to move some things around. So, Mr. Kane, talk amongst yourselves. What are you doing today?
Well, it's a work day, you know. I'm thinking about writing some stuff down.
Oh, you mean like a sermon?
Maybe. I'm thinking about doing that.
That would probably be a good idea.
I know. Well,
it's
Sunday's
Thursday.
Coming. I know. I only write on Thursday.
That is not true.
I most of the time write on Thursday.
That's not true either.
Sometimes I write on Friday.
Sometimes you write on Sunday morning.
Sometimes I throw things away and rewrite them on Sunday morning.
Yeah. I don't think that a lot of people realize that you write an entire 15 to 20 minute, 10 to 20 minute sermon every single week.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't speak extemporaneously very often.
I do not.
Well, because nope. I know that you prefer structure and normalcy.
If I don't write it down, we'll be there all day.
Oh,
just talking.
Listen, have you listened to Morning Go?
Well, I'm going to say I guess it runs in the family.
Yeah, sort of. Anyway, so when you were in school, did you like to write?
No.
Oh.
No, I was not a good writer.
You later on got to be better. In high school, you weren't a good writer?
No.
Why
it wasn't until I went
was?
To college.
Why? Well, yeah. Why do you think that was that you weren't a good writer?
I was just too busy goofing off.
Okay. I was a good... I liked school. I liked all the aspects of school. Okay, so there's a new study out that says students typically enjoy school up to about sixth grade. And then somewhere between sixth and seventh grade, kids start losing their passion for school. I lost passion for school in seventh and eighth grade because I, again, was the new girl. And I was going through an ugly duckling phase.
Oh, I got you.
And so
I went through that my whole high school career.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures, babe.
Ugly duckling.
I've seen the pictures.
I had a mullet like nobody's business.
Well, and you struggled a tad with, you know, glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And the bangs.
Baby
girl
duckling.
Just said it was the glasses and the bangs. Wait, mine or his? Baby girl, you need to zip it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, it was hard to have glasses and be in school because people made fun of you or people didn't think, especially in the 80s, they didn't think you were as pretty as people without glasses.
Oops. Oh, yeah.
It's like, what? Or handsome.
I remember, though, when I was a sophomore and they came out with the glasses. It was a fad where you got glasses that had no correction in the lenses. They just wore glasses on their face.
What?
Yeah, I remember that.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I don't know if it was stupid or not. It was a fad.
It was a fashion trend to wear glasses. Probably driven by Sally Jessie Raphael and her red glasses.
I don't know. I remember 1989.
Baby Girl says that came back recently. Oh. Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Like sometime in the 2010s, it was popular, but mm-hmm. No. I got back into school when I, again, was the new girl in high school. Got my braces off, got contact lenses, things started to pick up socially, and mathematically. I got a, you know, at a different school, better math teacher, and things went great because he helped me understand it.
I just did music all the time.
I did all day.
My senior year, I had 7 music classes my senior year.
How does one high school have 7 music classes?
Well, it was like I had choir, and then I had show choir, and then I had ensemble, and then I had music appreciation and band. And
your daughter just said she had 6 music classes
yeah.
her senior year. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
What a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Oh, my gosh. How can you say that?
I'm just kidding. Both of you have careers that involve music. So
yeah,
playing music.
It paid off.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. It's a joke, people. It's like when I say I don't care about sports. I do. I'm just making a joke. Y'all need to calm down. Okay.
Settle down.
So you flipped and didn't hate school when you went back to college, but I think that was more because you had a more defined goal.
Yeah, probably.
And it was costing you money.
Well, that was my economic reason for wanting grades, right?
Okay.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I almost forgot.
I am paying for the full price, and so I want a full A, because they don't come back to you and say, oh, you got a C, so here's 30% of your money back. It's economics.
It's achievement-based.
No, it
is
economics.
College is achievement-based. So if you achieve well... effort based. I shouldn't say achievement. It is effort based. College is definitely effort based. I also went back to college as a non-traditional student, and I also put in way more effort than I did the first time.
Yeah, true.
So I flipped, and I enjoyed it because I loved hanging out with the college kids. They were fun. And they thought I was smart, as opposed to the people I went to high school with who did not realize I was smart.
Oh, so you think you're smart?
No, I think I'm pretty, but I'm also smart. No, they just...
Do people get that joke?
I don't know.
So you think you're pretty?
If they've seen Mean Girls, then yes. If they are too young for Mean Girls or too old for Mean Girls, then probably no. But I feel like everybody should know the Mean Girls joke. So you agree. Yeah. You think you're pretty. I shocked everyone with the lineup for graduation, and I didn't care. I didn't care. I tried hard. They just didn't know. If I had tried harder, I probably could have been valedictorian, but I didn't try. I didn't want to try that hard.
No, same.
So,
I didn't get close. They let me go up on stage to get the sing the national anthem, and then that was pretty much it. I was like middle of the pack the rest of the day.
You sang the national anthem at your graduation?
I did, yeah.
Okay. We both got a humble brag there.
Yeah.
You also sang the national anthem when 38 Special
yeah.
was...
That was so awesome.
That was pretty awesome. You're welcome. So what bothered you the most about school when you were young?
It was hard. I didn't do well in school.
You didn't do well. Oh. You're I don't mean this. You're a slower reader. You're not a speed reader.
No, not at all.
Okay. Because, I'm a speed reader. Unfortunately, now with the short-term memory loss from chemo, I have to go back and read it again. But I could read really fast and comprehend it. And so that made it easy for me. And I think a lot of people that were like that excelled in school. And then there were the people who just looked at a math problem and it totally made sense to them. And I did that all the way up until I got to calculus, and then I just wanted to set the book on fire.
I did not do that well. So, better you than me.
But music, you did well. And I can't read music to this day. So, you and...
I did do well in music classes.
Baby.
Because I had a lot of them.
Your daughter just texted me and said, I've decided I'm not your kid. I'm his.
Uh-huh. That's my girl.
Yeah, no. People look at her face and know she is definitely my mini-me. So, So was there anything in college that you, again, struggled with? I know the answer to this, but I thought I would ask.
I don't know what you think the answer is. I struggled with, I didn't like history classes as much, so I had a little trouble with that, but statistics killed
math.
Me.
You struggled with math.
Oh, my gosh.
You had to start from the beginning, like
elementary.
Yeah,
algebra.
Not even college credit math.
No,
you started
I
over
had two semesters of learn math again.
So I will agree with you that statistics was a really hard class. I struggled with that in college, and I was the oldest person in the class, but there were some other people that were a little bit older. There was a guy who had gotten out of the military, but he was only in like his late 20s. Mm-hmm. And he was struggling with statistics class too. And the teacher, I don't know where she was from. She was from like Korea or Vietnam or something. This is at SEMO. She was a great instructor. I really liked. She may have been from South America. I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway, she was a really great teacher, but she would go really fast and just assume that we understood.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always raise my hand and go, I don't understand what you're saying. And
oh, yeah.
And then we'd get to the end of class and there would be time left and she'd be like, okay, does anyone have any questions? And there was this table of four kids right at the front and they all understood perfectly. And I would raise my hand and I would say, can anybody else here, could you just raise your hand if you don't understand what she just talked about? And my friend, our friend Mary was in that class with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she and the guy that had gotten out of the military and then probably four or five other people would all raise their hand and be like, I don't understand. And so we would ask her to go back over it again because it just didn't make any sense. Statistics is a very difficult concept. And most of what she was talking about did apply to radio and television. So that helped me. But the rest of them and the formulas.
Yeah, same.
I couldn't memorize the formulas. And she knew that. Because I couldn't, there was not a way for me to hold on to them because of the short-term memory loss.
Right.
And so she would let me use the formula page during the test because she knew I was going to fail if I didn't.
Oh.
And
that was nice of her.
I sat down and talked to her about it. Like, I had a counseling session and was like, listen, I appreciate the fact that we need to know these formulas, but I am unable to memorize them.
I went straight from algebra class to the tutoring lab every day.
I know. I'd be like, where are you, tutoring? Where are you, tutoring?
It's the only way I passed college algebra.
Listen, you got your money's worth out of that tutoring lab. Fortunately, it didn't cost anything.
Yeah, right?
Extra. It didn't cost anything extra.
No, that's true. It was a good get.
Yeah. That was at Austin Community College.
Yeah.
So I did not use tutoring. I used my professors. That one graduate level class I took on literature and religion. Oh my gosh, that was the hardest. That was the one I had to write the term paper, and I had all the Post-it notes all over the doors to the living room.
Yep.
Oh, baby girl said I cried my way through math connections.
At a girl.
Wait, was that college? I don't know. Yeah, college is hard, and it's not for everyone, and this is something I have talked about lately. Oh, yeah, it was in college at Drury. Anyway, this is something I've talked about. There is nothing wrong with going to trade school.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Absolutely nothing wrong.
I should have gone to the trades after high school.
What for?
Just in general. I could have gone dad was an electrician, grandpa was an electrician. I should have gone.
Would you have had fun doing that? Would you have enjoyed
probably.
That?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I like working with my hands.
So our friend Shanzi actually went to SEMO. I don't remember what his major was, but his minor was in radio. And he went back to school to become a welder. Paid off his student loans. He worked at a bank, paid off his student loans, and became a welder. And yep. Makes way more money than anybody I know in radio.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't want to be a
No, it's an outstanding, like, I don't know. I think that there are more people who would benefit from going into trade school.
I agree. I think that there are lots. You know what I saw in the news yesterday? That the highest percentage of those who are jobless right now are computer programmers. Not hardware people. Not people who, like, I mean, like, people who write computer right. programs and yeah. stuff like that.
I got you.
They can't find jobs.
Mm.
There's no market for them.
That's interesting.
I know. I thought so, too.
I mean, the computers are definitely the future, but they've gotten smarter.
Yes, AI has replaced them.
Mm.
So
sad.
I used a ChatGPT yesterday to double check my trivia questions for Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, because tomorrow night I'm hosting that thing at Heritage Hall for A1 Home Care.
Right.
A fundraiser. And I used ChatGPT to check my answers because I wasn't sure they were right.
Oh, my God.
What? Well, that's... sometimes when you Google stuff, and it actually corrected. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it corrected some of it.
Hmm.
And I went back and looked again online, and it was right. I was wrong on a couple of them. So
that's interesting. I used it to write a public prayer for a big event. And
yeah.
I used it to help me craft the outline for what I wanted to say in the prayer. It was really cool.
I mean, it was it theologically sound?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I mean, there were some things that I wanted to personalize and really kind of just craft the words a little differently. But for the most part, it was actually pretty cool.
I find that sometimes people will use ChatGPT professionally and it does not give them as much creativity as they have themselves.
Like, oh, yeah.
When I make a creative commercial, sometimes I'm more creative without any help, or if I brainstorm it with another human being.
Yeah, like I couldn't write a sermon with ChatGPT.
Oh, no.
I couldn't. I mean, like, I couldn't do it. It would just not be.
You know, people do that, though.
Sure. But it wouldn't be me. You would be able to tell it was somebody else.
Yeah. You know, I'm really AI. I'm not a real person.
This is true. And I've been married to AI for 28 years.
You've been married to AC for 28 years.
Oh, my gosh.
We got totally off track here. But anyway, all right. Well, is school out for summer? Is it official?
Yeah, school's out.
Woo!
For summer.
Unless you're going to summer school or you're teaching it. And if that's the case, I feel bad for you.
Good luck.
Okay. All right. Well, I will. I'll see you later on, Mr. Kane.
All right. Have a great day.
No, you have a great day.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to us right now and you're just joining us for Coffee with Kane and you missed part of it and you want to listen again, I will post that up on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can find the links by going to b104fm.com/Audra. How do you spell it?
AUDRA.
Yay!